Let's go to the audio sound bites, shall we? We have a montage of this morning and last night. We have Joe Scarborough of MSNBC, John Roberts of CNN, Willie Geist, MSNBC, somebody else on MSNBC, and Nora O'Donnell all talking. You know, this poor guy, Brian McGuff of VoteVets.org, he's running around saying that I called him a suicide bomber yesterday on this program, and of course, if he says it, there's no questioning it, and here's the montage of the drive-bys reacting to it. I hit, sit tight, Dawn. Dawn's about to explode in there. She came in today, walked in. I am never going to watch or listen to Geraldo again after last night, and I have never... Alan Combs, just, you know, chill. Everything's under control here. It's going our way. Here's the montage.
We're going to hear for the next 5 days how Rush Limbaugh called this guy a suicide bomber.
Limbaugh called this guy a suicide bomber.
Metaphor to say he's like a suicide bomber.
Comparing that soldier to a suicide bomber.
Essentially comparing him to a suicide bomber.
All right. Would anybody care what I actually said about this? Would you like to hear what I actually said? This was Tuesday on the program, and I was talking about the ad that they are running. You know, this is such a blatant use of a valiant combat veteran lying to him about what I said, then strapping those lies to his belt, sending him out via the media and a TV ad to walk into as many people as he can walk into. This man will always be a hero to this country. With everyone, whoever pumped him full of these lies about what I said and embarrassed him with this ad has betrayed him. They're not hurting me, they're betraying this soldier. Now, unless he actually believes what he's saying, in which case it's just so unfortunate and sad when the truth of what I said is right out there to be learned. I called him a hero. I called him a hero. The other reference is to the where the drive-by media runs in, blows things up, creates all these messes, and then heads on down the road to create another one. So I call him a suicide bomber. You see how this works? I didn't call anybody who legitimately serves a phony soldier. I didn't call this guy a suicide bomber. That's how I call him a suicide bomber. Here's McGuff. He was on MSNBC last night talking about the fact that I called him a suicide bomber.
The reaction is disgust. How someone can sit in that chair and say that I am a car bomber, or excuse me, a suicide bomber, is disgusting. I've seen the after effects of a suicide bomb. I've had friends that were hurt in suicide bombs. It makes me mad down to a place where I can't even think to describe. It's just repugnant.
And, It's not just repugnant. It's very sad. Brian, let me try this again. Mr. McGuff, I admire you for your service. I admire anyone and everyone who volunteers to serve in the United States military in this country, always have. I'm grateful to you for your service. And that, Brian, is an unqualified thank you. Whether or not you support the war or the surge, President Bush or not,